today the ending of the Ben and Jerry's. Two big basic questions about this new news about the boycott. Number one is what the halacha tells about boycotting in general. Number two is bal tashchis, whether you're allowed to throw out any Ben and Jerry's you have in your freezer. Would that be a violation of bal tashchis? So in terms of boycotting, we don't have that much in halacha, but there's a tshuva of the Temach Tzedek. He talked about a situation whereby one time the non-Jewish merchants raised the prices of the fish because they knew the Jews wanted L'chavad Shabbos, so they raised the prices Erev Shabbos, so it would be hard for them to buy. So he says, is that a problem? Are you allowed to do this or not? Could you boycott them this way? They'll lower the prices or not? So the Talmidim asked him this question, and part of the question was, you know, Kavod Shabbos, you need to have fish for the Kavod Shabbos. So is it okay to boycott them until they raise the prices so we can honor Kavod Shabbos properly? So the Temach Tzedek quotes a mission at the end of the first parak of Maseches Krisus, and there it's talking about a situation whereby the birds were very expensive, and you had to bring karbanos from birds. A woman was a yoledes or a zava. She had to bring birds as a karbon, but it became very, very expensive. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel stands up and says, this is impossible, it's not fair to have such expensive birds. He said, therefore he made a takana that if a woman was chayav, let's say, five karbanos leida, or five karbanos for a ziva, so she only has to bring one, and she's exempt from the other four. This way there's a lowering the demand, and then the prices will go down. So he did this until they lower the prices, and they lower the prices, so he boycotted these merchants for a certain period of time until they brought the prices down. So the Temach Tzedek says, so too, here as well, he felt, although, and Rashi comments, even though there's a din deraisa, that the women have to bring a karbon, there's a real deraisa, he pushed off the din deraisa of karbanos in order to bring down the prices, and he boycotted these merchants. So it says the Temach Tzedek, Kavod Shabbos is certainly a deraisa, the mitzvah tells us, kras alone, Shabbos oneg. But fish is not a deraisa. You could be mechabed Shabbos with fish, mechabed Shabbos with kugel, with chulim. Fish is a big inyan, but that's not deraisa. So if you could push off a deraisa and you could boycott for deraisa reasons, certainly you should be able to boycott for derabbanan reasons, such as for the fish. And therefore, Paschi, you're allowed to boycott the merchants until they brought the fish price down. Now, we have two other examples in the Gemara whereby boycotting is used as well. Both of them are done by Shmuel. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Daled, tells us that Shmuel told right before Sukkot, all those selling Hadassim, don't raise the prices. Because if you raise the prices of Hadassim, I'm going to Paschal like Rabbi Tarfon. What does Rabbi Tarfon say? You're allowed to buy three Hadassim, even though the top's cut off, I'll be makel, so you don't raise the prices. And they listened to him, and they kept the prices the same level. He threatened another situation of boycotting. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Lamed, tells us that after Pesach, the halacha is that any earthenware pot that has chametz, you can't kash your earthenware, you can't kash your pottery, you have to throw it out. They have to buy new pots and pans afterwards. So he told the merchants right after Pesach, if you dare raise the prices, I'm going to pass like Rabbi Shimon, who holds after Pesach, chametz is actually mutter, and they can continue to use their old pots. So you better keep the prices the same, otherwise we're going to boycott you. And these are two Gemaras that appear as well. Can you compare that to boycotting now? These two cases were a situation of because it was expensive. And that's why. This is not because of expensive. This is because of political view, certain perspectives of Israel and Jews. Is this something you could justify? I'm no one to put my head in this discussion. I'm just sharing my makolos with you. My netiya tells me that it probably would be allowed to boycott, given the circumstance, given that they're going out against Israel and the Jews. I would think it would be allowed to, but again, I'm not poskening. I didn't ask any of the gedolim or the poskim, but those are my senses based on these various marmakomos. The second part is bal tashchis. Let's say a guy wants to boycott, and now he has leftover Ben and Jerry's in his freezer. Can you throw it out? Is it bal tashchis? Or is this for a purpose? It's a takana, you're fixing it. Is there a certain toelis in throwing out? So the Rambam tells us, based on the psukim, there's an issa deraisa of bal tashchis. Now that issa deraisa, this is in Melachim, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud. The issa deraisa is when it comes to fruit trees. You can't cut down a fruit tree. But the Rambam extends this not only to fruit trees, lo ha'ilanos bilvad, elakol ha'mishaber kalim. Anyone who breaks other utensils, v'korea begadim and tears clothing, and anything like that would be derech hashchasa in a destructive manner, is over bebal tashchis, ve'eno loki, doesn't get malchus, it's makos mardos midivrayim. There's a machlokus in the Achron whether the Rambam means an issa deraisa or an issa midirban by other items, but most posts can assume that there's an issa deraisa of bal tashchis, not only to fruit trees, but to any item you're going to destroy would be a violation of bal tashchis. So are there any heterim that we would allow bal tashchis, where you can destroy something? So we do have a bunch of them. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Tzad, the Alpha and Beis tells us, if you're cutting down a fruit tree, but the value of the wood is more valuable than the fruit themselves, you can cut down the fruit tree. If it's beneficial, there's a financial benefit, you'd be allowed to cut down the fruit tree. So if there's a financial benefit, that's one example. The Ramah tells us in Siman Tav Kuf Samich, you're allowed to break the glass, the minhag is to break a glass under a chuppah. Isn't that baltashkes? So Mishnah Berurah says baltashkes only when there's no purpose for this. But there's a purpose when it comes to breaking the glass underneath the chuppah. What's that purpose? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Vizuhi gam tam shel shvias kli. He says, tachas a chuppah. Because ein bo mishum baltashkes, kevin she'osin kein leremez musr leman yitna leiv. We should realize that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and therefore there's a toelah, so people should be sad that there's no Beis HaMikdash. There's a few other examples. The Gemara tells us kriya, a person tears kriya for a mace. Isn't that baltashkes? No, there's a mitzvah to do kriya. That's certainly allowed. So for mamonos reasons, for mitzvah purposes, to get people to be emotional is allowed. One more Gemara I'll share. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us in Kuf Hey Mabez that you're allowed to tear kriya even though there's paltashkes, if you wanted to bring mirma a masa a incha besa, you want to scare your children. If they're misbehaving, you don't want to hurt them, you don't want to yell at them, but you, I don't know, tear something, you break something. So the din is, you're allowed to do so to instill fear in the family in the proper way. I'm not giving any advice on parenting, but that is one aid that you'd be allowed to. That's not baltashkes. There's a certain toelus in that. I'll give one more. It came up in the Gemara in Yuma recently, Daf Yomi, that you're allowed to give children toys to break and destroy because that's how they play. That's how they want to have fun. They're going to break things. So old Caleb, give it to them and they'll smash glass. That's a toelus. So when there's a toelus, you're allowed to violate baltashkes. It's not called violating baltashkes. In the case of Ben and Jerry's, if you own it already, I don't see the toelus in getting rid of it. What are you doing? You post it on Facebook, on your Instagram. Oh, that's not going to accomplish any more than the boycotting as it is. So in the Nias Daiti, there probably is no heter baal tashkes, rather of getting rid of it. I think a person should probably eat it. He might be uncomfortable. If the person feels like it's treif, mamashi, he can't put it in his mouth. Okay, fine, so don't eat treif. But if you don't feel that way, you think it's good. So I don't think it's toelus in getting rid of it, in which case I think boycotting would be allowed, but baal tashkes would still be a problem if you already own the ice cream.